Episode 485 of Global from Asia podcast, Women Leading in AI and Global Business, Overcoming Barriers and Seizing Opportunities.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Global from Asia. I'm your host, Mike Michelini, and right now I'm coming to you from the cross-border mastermind here in beautiful Koh Samui, Thailand, surrounded by 10 top Amazon e-commerce sellers sharing war stories and strategies.
Hi everyone, Lisa here, co-hosting with you, Mike. Sounds like you're in full inspiration mode over there.
Absolutely. Great energy. Lots of AI and scaling talk. And speaking of inspiration, today's episode pulls from a recent live pilot show we ran on women leaders in tech and AI. We had Geraldine and Anne join me, both incredible Filipino professionals who've pivoted into AI agents, marketing, and operations right here in Thailand.
Love that. It's such an important conversation, especially for our listeners. Building teams across borders. Let's jump in.
Quick shout out, if you're serious about leveling up your cross-border game in 2026, whether it's AI automation, tariff strategies, or sourcing smarter, don't miss the Cross-Border Summit coming up November 3rd to 5th, 2026 in Chiang Mai, Thailand. It's where global e-com leaders connect, learn from real case studies, and build momentum. Tickets and details at crossbordersummit.com. Back to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Great to have you. It is women's, not leader, but women's month? What's the March, yeah. Right? And what's?
Women's month.
Women's month.
Women's day was probably March 7th.
Oh, okay.
No, March 8th. It's March 8th.
Oh, March
actually.
8th. Sorry.
March 8th. What's going on here?
Oh, no, just kidding. Wow. Yeah, welcome, Geraldine. Yeah, welcome to our first ever pilot show. It's like a redundant, right? First ever in the pilot. But yeah, welcome to the pilot show.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for making it here. And how are you doing?
Glad to be here. And nice to all of you guys.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yeah, it's doing great. Do we have a viewers from Thailand? Somebody
speaks Thai.
Just a little. I've been here in Thailand for so many years that I got to pick up words from there and everywhere just to survive. And when I'm talking to the people on the street from the local restaurant, yeah, just enough not to get my allergies mixed with the food that I order.
True. I have maybe...
Yeah, so I was working in the Middle East for real estate and engineering firm.
Yeah, she's so we provided, ubiquitous.
Yes, I was working with real estate, providing real estate to several VIPs based in Middle East. And then that's how I started, get to know with lots of people who are working remotely. And that's why I shifted from going to the office in a corporate world and then remote work. So it was really a good one. It's a huge change because I was used to going to the office every day and suddenly I'm working and while traveling. It's just really fun.
Yeah. It is amazing. Yeah, it is cool. I guess Anne, the intro next, and then, but I actually have to give me more questions, but let's go to Anne.
I'll keep mine short. Yeah, I have been with Chadstone for I'm turning 6 already. Which has
six years.
I started remote working around 2018. I actually have degrees which are both health and medical related, but I got really fascinated with marketing. That's how I got into freelancing. Yeah, digital nomad. Yeah, probably when I was still single. But yeah, I think my kids would enjoy that instead of me. So I like Web3. I like AI tech. So yeah, still here and still pushing limits with
awesome.
You guys.
Right.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Okay. So I got some ideas for next questions, but there is an outline. But I think I want to hear a little bit more. So Geraldine, so how'd you get, so you're Middle East with real estate. I didn't even know that story. Do you want to share a little bit more?
It's actually a funny story because I just recently graduated from university and I have a friend, he's an engineer, and he said he wants to go outside. And I wasn't even thinking of going outside, but he brought me to application. And I think I'm wasting my time as well just to go to interview with him without submitting my CV. So I printed out my CV as well. And I was the one that got hired and not him.
Wow.
Yes, so I was like, okay, yeah, the opportunity is here. So should I go or not? So yeah, I was hired as executive assistant for the department head of engineering.
Awesome. And yeah, then so that's where you, so that's when you learned about online work in the Middle East.
Yeah. So there's a lot of digital nomad online work in Middle East.
Really?
So, yeah. So like that was 2012. And it's a huge career shift for me as well, because what I studied in university, my degree is journalism. And the job that I took is not actually related. I was admin for engineering, and then I was EA for import, export of organic products worldwide. And then I work with several founders about fintech and mobile applications. Yeah, and then I met you. So now I'm your AI agent project manager.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear more too of the experience so far. It's really exciting story. Yeah, so a little bit back, we met at an AI event. You've been studying it seems like you're proactively been studying it and trying to keep up. I know there's quite a bit in Chiang Mai of this community. So what's the journey of your AI learning?
Yeah, so like I was introduced to the 4Cs by my friend. He's working at the learning center for this cryptocurrency. And he said, you should go there if you want to go with AI. He actually showed me how this AI agent works. And I got, oh, that's interesting. And then he told me it's new. So if you want to learn more about that, go and attend 4Cs. There are several almost everyday AI conferences meet up there. So I decided to go there. I was almost there every day. It was like morning, there's this talk for AI and another topic for AI. And then in between, because I don't understand it, it's completely new. I put all my notes for all the things I don't know, all the new words that I found. Like, and I was spending at least 10 hours a day researching, learning about it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then after 1 week, I met you in another AI conference.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And AI is overwhelming, super overwhelming, but it's cool. I don't know if there's other communities, but yeah, like back to, I think maybe all of Thailand, but especially Chiang Mai, there's so many nomads and so many events, right? There's lots of community and it seems like everybody's, I think it makes sense because it's digital nomads and digital nomads are technical and online, right? So I think all these nomads are studying really deeply AI. I don't know if you have an idea of why you think there's so many AI events here. I think
yeah,
there's like the nomads.
There's a lot, yeah. So the conferences I led are led and being taught by digital nomads as well. So it's a community of people sharing their knowledge and it's almost every day there's something new. So I feel like if I stop learning even just for a day or 1 week, I was like, I will be left out already.
Yeah.
So like, oh, there's a new release this morning. Oh, I just learned that this one this afternoon or yesterday. I was like, what is that? Wait, my notes is already long for me. And then I keep on adding every day.
Yeah, I agree. How about Anne? How do you feel about all this AI world?
Yeah, I have two devices already waiting for me. I actually am also interested to start with mobile AI. There's just a lot of things that you have to catch up with or on. It's because you're starting to do this one thing and then there's another one. Yeah, there's like another breakthrough. Yeah. But yeah, probably like next week, I really want to get started with like agentic AI and then how it can help push forward our current projects. Because I envision myself like just overseeing these agents and then like our projects are just like being the engines and they're just doing their stuff on a regular basis, and hopefully they don't mess up. So it's actually been like a mantra for me. Like, I don't want to be a developer. I think I'm already like up to my neck when it comes to marketing. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's inevitable. It's not something that we can do away with probably in the future. Like every one of us, even just regular people, normal people, though, they will have to be working or interacting with AI. Yeah,
it's super overwhelming. I put in a chat when Jelly was speaking about one day not learning, you feel about it's, I think it's, maybe it's called FOMO, fear of missing out. I feel like it's like the internet again. When I was young, but I was somewhat involved in the internet, and my dad really wanted me to be a programmer and an engineer, and had a computer in the dining room that I was trying to figure out email and websites. And that's in the 90s. And then, yeah, I think it's even, that's like the last, I think it's like that level. Like, this is like a new kind of way of internet. Like, I don't even think there was another thing since the internet. This is like the same as like the internet, in my opinion, of change and innovation. So,
yeah,
Geraldine,
true.
Are you going to be a developer, programmer? We need more. Yeah. We're talking about women leaders. We need women technical people.
She has no
and,
choice.
And she's not going to be a developer. Why not? And we need technical. Make you,
yeah, we actually, we need more women in the technical
exactly.
world. Like I'm,
exactly.
I've been attending these conferences, and majority are like dominated by the male.
Yeah.
There are
yeah,
lots
she was,
of men,
she was telling me yesterday. Yeah.
Like, there's just a handful of women there. It's like less than 5 or 4 in a room of at least 30, 40 men.
It, I don't know what, I don't, I guess I'll say bothers me. People also, I organize events, and I'm not really into making AI events, but we're doing more in e-com and business world. And I feel bad. And I've had people complain to me, like, Mike, why have all these guys at these events? I'm like, I don't purposely say guys. I want more women involved. I don't know. What? Why do you think that is? Maybe it's a good question for you. Why? What can we do to have more women at these? They're free of, it's not about money. They're not paid. I don't know why.
No,
why?
It's free. I'm not sure, actually. Like, ever since, even when I was in university, the IT department is dominated by male. I wish it could change, like, over the years. But even until now, there's still less women in the IT industry. So, yeah, I think it's just different. I cannot say for everyone, but I think it's just a different interest for women and male. So, I don't know. I hope that there are lots of women who will really be into IT. Like, I wasn't into IT before, although a lot of my jobs are involved with computers and programming. I wasn't into really dive into development, but just recently, I find it interesting when I like look at the code, make my own AI agent, troubleshoot.
Yeah, she's on board.
With the help of Claude. Yeah. Like, why I didn't do this before? This is so interesting. Yeah. So I wish women, like, when you start there, you will really find it interesting, and then you will just dive in deeper.
True.
Okay. And do you have an opinion why not many women in the tech or even AI space? Like, I thought AI might be more welcoming because it's a little bit less technical, but I guess it is still technical. But do you have a thought about this?
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's just too early to say. When it comes to AI tech, it's just early to say. I've just started following women girl power accounts on X.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So
I don't, I could put some, I could put some thoughts, and maybe you could say if you think that could be a reason. And my wife also is not into tech, and I bring it up to her. She thinks it's just not interesting. Women are more like dealing with people. Women like to deal with people more than like tech or a computer or a robot, is what she told me.
Yeah.
Like, I somewhat think it's true. Like, women, there are more women in like biz dev, sales, like
marketing.
Customer relations, marketing. So that was one thought. And
that's
then.
Actually correct.
Right? Yeah. I think women are more. Again, I don't want to, I hope you can tell me if I feel sexist, but I just think it's women are more like like emotional or more like soft skill, right? Like where men are more like,
we have more heart.
Kidding. Like women are the heart. Yeah exactly. Though
yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, there should be a study about why there's lots of women who's not into tech, because that's a gray area. We don't know why. Some women find it interesting, but majority of the men population are really into tech. And then the women, in terms of their professional life, tends to gravitate to admin work, HR work, and something that deals with people. And it's not just because one side point of view, it's this data, it's the statistic that you will be able to see anywhere, and it's available online.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be like a big shift. Yeah, so when it comes to AI tech, and especially with the no-code opportunity, I think there will be more people becoming more interested with working on the back end. Yeah, like what happened to Mike, I guess. So...
I've gotten much more technical.
Yeah, it's actually interesting and fascinating. And I think it's also tied to your objective. What do you want to do if there's a particular business? Then, integrating AI won't be that difficult as compared before that you need to know the code, build the code.
Yeah. Again, I'm saying this just to create conversation. But another hypothesis is women are not as risk takers as men. And that one maybe is hopefully not a painful one, but I think from my experience in business, women like more of a calculated, lower risk thing generally.
Yeah, that's the opposite of Geraldine.
I'm not saying all.
Wait, okay. That was before, okay? I tend to agree with Mike because that's the before me. I will not go into something that I'm not sure if there's a high risk for me that I will lose or not, or if I don't have any idea about it, I will not gravitate in that kind of situation. But just recently, there's a rise of AI and there's a lot of things that I need to know. And if I don't change that, I will not grow or I will not improve myself. So that's the reason why I decided I need to spend more time to it and not be afraid to being a newbie again, because this is a new whole industry. This type of thing doesn't exist a few months ago. So that's the reason why, if I don't take risks, if I don't take time to learn this, I will be left out. Like what Mike said with the FOMO thing. Yeah. But way, way back, I'm really like that. Like I'm really conservative in terms of changing careers and learning new things because I got used to it.
Another thought, you're both Filipino heritage or culture. And I'm trying to bring up some interesting. I feel like there's more women leaders in the Philippines than statistically in other cultures. I feel like a lot of with Filipino women are more taking leadership position in roles. I don't know. I'd like to just hear your feedback, but I feel like I've noticed that, especially overseas, right? A lot of overseas workers are female than male. And a lot of women in Philippines seem to be the supporting earner in their families. And I hope I'm not ruffling feathers, but I'm trying to create some conversation here. I don't know if you have an opinion on those thoughts, but it's something I feel like I've noticed. I've been working with Filipinos since 2009 or 10, and I feel like I've noticed that it's a couple different things here, but women leaders, women as like the breadwinner, things like that.
It's like the culture of the Philippines. There are a lot of firstborn child which are women. So like in our culture, it's always the firstborn female who takes responsibility of the whole family. We became a breadwinner. We are the one, even though we don't like it, the responsibility falls on us to take care of our parents, to take care of the younger siblings. So we are trained to be more resilient, to be more caring and loving for the whole family. And we are trained to be selfless. That's the reason why there's a lot of women who strive more and wants to go extra mile to help the family, even just leaving them and going abroad and working very far from the family. So this is the thing that I realized and I noticed when I left the country, when I just recently graduated. I was 22, 20, turning 23. Like, I met lots of Filipino people all over the world, but majority are women. And yeah, all of them had the same situation or same story that, oh, I need to send money to the Philippines. My mom is like this. My dad is like this. Tuition fee for my siblings, like that. I think it's a cultural thing for the whole Filipino, which is, I'm really proud of that. But at the same time, there are some things that we don't agree, but I think it's a cultural thing. I'm not sure, Anne, what's happening now in the Philippines.
Anne, do you have a thought?
Yeah, when it comes to remote workers nowadays, if you say that you're working remotely, like working online, everybody would like automatically think you're a VA. Yeah, virtual assistant. Yeah. I guess why it went that way is because that Filipino women, also men, we have this skill of intuition. We're like basically mind readers. I mean, for at least for those best remote workers, the really good ones, yeah, they are mind readers. They have intuition. That's why they can manage your schedule, do a lot of projects, even if you're doing what you want to do, something like that. So I guess it's just a skill. It's a skill that kind of evolved over the years. And a lot of Filipino women are like that because of what Geraldine has mentioned as well. So it's like an evolution thing. Yeah, women are scary. That's right. Yeah. I feel like my entire family, my husband and my kids are scared of me. But yeah,
I feel like that's not just Philippines.
I think it's also the evolution of culture, and then probably because of COVID as well, just talking remote work per se. Yeah, a lot of Filipinos a lot of Filipino women like really consider just staying at home working. Like, you can do this at home. Like, why work outside? Let the guys do the work outside. Sorry about that. Yeah. But yeah, for me, I'm always looking at the skills. Yeah. And it's something that Filipinos always have. Yeah. Intuition, taking initiative. Yeah. That's why when we hire, I always mention those skills. Yeah. Not just being them as an expert, but yeah, those are just soft skills that in my case, it's something that I want to be working with. Yeah, like Geraldine, yeah, she's new, but yeah, it feels like we've been working forever together.
Yeah. I had a feeling, yeah. I'm hoping you're talking more. I think you both would vibe well together. I have a feeling, so it's great. But yeah, you're both really, I see as leaders, and I hope I'm supporting that. I try to support it. Maybe we're getting towards the end of this session, but what are some ways maybe others or men can support women, or do we not? I don't want to say treat differently. I hope I don't treat you differently, but what are some ways we can help encourage women leaders generally?
That's a good question, because actually, even if the person or opportunity knocks on your door, if you don't grab it or if you don't help yourself, it will just like slip on your hand. So I think it's the woman who should be more explorative. I don't know the term explorative in terms of learning more about the tech. And just don't be afraid to learn another things, like, you know, what I did. This is completely new. I don't understand a lot of things. But at the same time, I took the courage to take a leave and really spend time to learn about the new technology now. It's the same thing I would say to the women, because I met some women as well at the 4Cs. They said, I don't understand it, or it's too much technical for me. 1 month ago, everything is new. That's English, but I don't understand it. It's too technical for me as well. But it's just make some effort if you find it interesting, or if you really want to learn something for yourself or a skill, you really need to start from scratch, because everyone, regardless if you're a woman or if you're a man, everyone starts from scratch. You just have to help yourself, and there's like a lots of people there in a community that will be able to help you or assist you if you have any questions. So this is my advice for everyone, regardless of your gender.
And
reflecting, I feel we have to throw in more activities like this one to encourage and make them see how fun it is to be a women leader. And I think like dumping a lot of projects on them is not a good way, right? Yeah, like dumping tons of projects and just forcing skills. Yeah,
Sorry, I think it's not a good way. I think I do that to you.
No, it's good. Yeah, if there is resilience, it's fine. But yeah, we have to be open-minded, I guess, to bring forth creativity and enthusiasm. Yeah, just we have to be regularly thinking of ways like activities to get them on board.
I guess one, maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I try, I'm not just for women, but I try to, I think it's also a Western, also we're talking about cultural differences too, but I think it's more of an American or Western mindset is it's okay to fail. I think like even Europe, Asia, a lot of the culture and the parents and society is don't fail or don't be a failure or that horrible thing about face, especially in China. Don't lose face for my family or my, yeah, I don't know if it's like in the Philippines, but especially in China, if you're like a young entrepreneur or startup or business person taking a chance, the parents are scared that you're going to fail and lose face for their family. So I try, I hope I make it clear here that it's okay to make a mistake. Of course, I don't want to say break and destroy something, but I think I try to encourage people. It's I'd rather you try something with the AI agent or something. And I don't want to say break it, please try not to break it, but I don't want to say, I try not to get so upset if it doesn't go exactly as planned. I tried to do that here, but because a lot of times people, and I hope not offensive, but especially Asia culture are more afraid to make a mistake. And I think that is one, I think positive of like the West America, it's like an American thing, right? Like I think a lot of the world, the people are raised to be scared to make a mistake. And I think that's the wrong way. Yeah. I see some people agreeing in the chat, but they're all anonymous. But I think we're at our time. There was a little bit of hiccups on this, but I enjoyed this session. I think I'm excited. I always, but some people even think I'm go too far to try to, especially our events, I try to find more female or women, but then I'm also at the same time, I don't want to like overcompensate. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't want to find a woman just because she's a woman. I want to find the right woman for an event or a session or a, right? That's the other side, right? Like Cross Border Summit we have in November. Glad you enjoy it. Thanks for the comments. Oh, like we have our summit in November in Chiang Mai about e-com and business. And I'll be a little bit honest. A lot of the female speakers that apply to speak are a little, the challenge is a lot of their roles or their positions or their companies are more like on a sales role, which we try not to really have too much of in our conference. Whether you're a man or a woman, we try not to have what we call service providers or like agencies kind of content. It's always challenging for me to find female speakers at our Cross Border Summit or even other events because a lot of times the roles they are in is like a sales role where they're, and then they're not willing or able to be technical in their talk. It's more going to be somewhat of a salesy kind of talk because this, the woman says, I don't really know the tech. I can't really talk about the product so much. I can, but I can do a, more sales. And I don't really like that in our conference. And that's just the challenge I deal with. But I want to find more female speakers.
Yeah. It was actually the same for this HandyCon, Handshake conferences. I invited more women actually, but yeah, it's the same, yeah, same responses. Yeah,
but we're changing it. Geraldine's getting more technical when she can start programming. But yeah, I think I'm a little bit behind checking on the latest. But you've been working with the agents most of this month, and I've been seeing, and we're learning, all learning. I'm learning, the team's learning. But I think it's getting more and more clear, even to me. Like, I hope it's okay. I'm learning as we go, too. I don't know the answer to this stuff. But it's good to see you develop here, and I'm excited to see it continue.
Wow. Such empowering stories. Proof that with curiosity and support, anyone can pivot into AI and leadership in global business.
Exactly. Whether you're hiring talent or upskilling yourself, forge your own path. Thanks to Geraldine and Anne for joining the live pilot.
If this resonated, share it with a woman in your network who needs that push.
And join us at the Cross Border Summit, November 3rd to 5th, 2026 in Chiang Mai. Great for networking and learning these trends firsthand. Links in show notes.
Until next time, Global from Asia. Forge your own path.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.